This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
The ADA and the AHA and the ACS, you know, American Cancer Society, they literally promote the very things that cause the diseases that they claim to be trying to fight.
The Health Ranger Report.
They actually give people advice that worsens their disease. It's unbelievable.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
One of the most common complaint terms that you hear among progressives is that there's too much inequality in the world. You hear this from even left-wing economists such as Robert Reich. He says, you know, gosh, there's too much money being made by corporate CEOs and not enough money being made by wage earners. And we need to raise the minimum wage and so on. Now, surely there's some truth to the claim that income is not distributed equally. However, should it be? This is a very important question to ask yourself. Should everybody be paid the same? Even though some people decide to work more than others, some people decide to save more than others, some people are more creative or more intelligent or more dedicated, some people will spend their weekends studying to improve their value to society, or going to school or learning a trade. Other people will spend their weekend partying and snorting coke and injecting heroin or whatever. Should all of these people be paid the same? Really? Are all these people the exact same value to society? The very invocation of the term inequality is based on a false presupposition. It presupposes that everybody is equal in terms of their value and contribution to society. And it's self-evident that's not the case. Some people, like I said, work more than others. Some people have better ideas than others. Some people have more creative ideas. Some people are into innovation and invent incredible things. Should they not be rewarded for those things that actually contribute to an improved society? But here's the real kicker in all of this. Those who lament about inequality say that the answer is to have government redistribute wealth. So government, they say, should effectively confiscate wealth from those who generate it and redistribute the wealth to those who didn't earn it in order to have an equal income so that everybody's paid the same ultimately because of the very, very high rates of confiscation and high rates of entitlements and handouts. Well, you know what? This has been tried before. This is the thing that the left doesn't understand. This has been tried many times throughout history, and it has failed every time. It has created more misery and more suffering and more inequality than a free market-based system. You look at communism, right? Communism is all about a centrally planned economy. And it says, from each according to his ability, to each according to his need. The idea is, under communism, you have a centrally planned economy. The government confiscates all the wealth. The government owns all the industry, owns all the land, owns all of the productivity of the country. Each person goes to work and works for the state, and then the state redistributes the wealth according to how much you need, as determined by the state. This has been tried before. It's still underway in many parts of the world, and it fails every time. What does it actually create? It creates widespread poverty. It creates widespread suffering because it creates a wealth class of the political elite who run the government and who make their decisions about how much people should get, how much they should earn. And then the masses don't have economic mobility. They don't have the ability to earn more or to move up in the world of earnings. They don't have the mobility that lets people move from poverty to middle class to upper class in terms of economics. And it's that mobility that is one of the best features of a free market economy. But also a free market economy has produced, and this is very clear across the history of the world, free market economics has produced the greatest financial wealth, abundance, and freedom of any system that has yet been tried. Now, when the system is corrupted or distorted, as we have with Wall Street banksters, you know, the Goldman Sachs, the TARP bailouts, you know, all of the bailout funds, the Federal Reserve, the central bank, that's corruption and distortion of the free market. That is not representative of a true free market. But even with all that distortion, America, under a free market system, has still created more economic abundance than any other system known in the history of the world. So you can't really argue that a centrally planned economy based on equality and the redistribution of wealth improves the lives of people. It doesn't. All you have to do is look at Cuba, look at Venezuela. People are eating out of dumpsters. People are starving. I think the average Venezuelan citizen has lost 25 pounds just from starvation in the last year alone. Just look around the world at places like communist China and the current nation of Russia. Just look around. The evidence is right there that the central planning of economies and the redistribution of wealth is a failure. It is an utter failure. So those on the left who are demanding equality are truly uninformed about history and also irrational. You know, it's been said that a society where everyone is equal has no freedom, and a society where everyone is free does not have equality. Think about that quote, because it makes a lot of sense. If you enforce equality on everyone, then you give up all your freedom, because the government runs everything. It's also said that a government that is large enough to provide for all the needs of the citizens is also large enough to take everything from the citizens. And of course, government, the bigger it gets, the more waste, fraud, and abuse you find in the spending of money that has been confiscated from the taxpayers. So don't ever think that government is an efficient distribution hub of economic resources or wealth or even non-monetary resources such as talent or skill or ability or natural resources. Government is the worst option for deciding the best way to distribute resources across an economy. And in fact, the very fact that our government continues to bail out failed systems, like with the housing crash bailout of 2008 and the ongoing stock market bailout through quantitative easing and so on, indicates that the government is the worst authority for redistributing resources across the economy, because this is disastrous. This is trying to fend off the corrections and the deleveraging that needs to take place to clean out the economy and return it to more of a free market, rational situation from which resources can be intelligently distributed according to where they are most efficiently used. So I don't expect to ever get a basic income from the government. I don't expect for me to earn the same as some wealthy corporate CEO. All I expect is to have an equal opportunity. That's it. I know that my outcome is going to be very, very different from somebody else. I could have made a whole lot more money, for example, if I had, let's say, theoretically in an alternate universe, joined Big Pharma or joined Monsanto or something like that. Could have obviously, you know, had a totally different outcome, would have earned a lot more money. But obviously I'm not interested in just earning money. I'm interested in doing things that are right for humanity. And that's why I've chosen this path. And I've chosen to make less money because I believe in what I do. I believe in the ethics of it, the morality of it. And so it's my ability and your ability to make these economic decisions that will create inequality in terms of economic outcome. I've chosen to earn less money. I have chosen to invest in the laboratory instead of pocketing cash and things like that. I've made those decisions because I have the freedom to do so. And I have chosen to value contributions to society over personal income. And that's my freedom, because we live in basically a free market system. And so I thank God and I thank our country's founders that we have that free market system. Without it, I would not have had the freedom to do these things, and the government would be telling me what to do for my job, and the government would be telling me how much I get paid, and that would not be a very good outcome. Can you imagine me working for the federal government and being told what to do? Kind of don't think that would work very well. That's not in my spirit. Can't do that. I'm an individual innovator, and that's the way I roll. So I could only survive in a free market system like we have. And it's the free market system that creates abundance everywhere around the world. So let's get out of these centrally planned economies, and let's get away from this silly notion that somehow a socialism or a communism or centrally planned economies are good for society, and get to the truth, which is that the smaller the government is and the less the government interferes with resource allocation decisions, the better off we will all be, even if we aren't equal by choice. By choice. Freedom is far more important than artificial equality. Thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, for healthrangerreport.com.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.